The following paid program is sponsored by the friends and partners of Joseph Prince Ministries. Today with Joseph Prince.
You see, when you rest, it's an act of faith. You're saying, God, all right, you have finished everything. And if there's any area not finished, I'm resting so you can finish it in me, through me. You're resting in work. It is not inactivity. Are you listening, people? Are you with me? When you rest, whatever is not perfect will be perfected. Why is it that God cannot work on you or work on your finances, work on your life? Because you are too busy working. When you work, God rests. God designed for you to rest. God wants to be the eternal doer, the eternal worker. God wants to be the one to do everything so that He gets all the glory. Because if I do something, I will get the credit, I'll get the glory. God wants to get all the glory, you understand? He wants you to enjoy everything He has created. Can I have a good amen? Getting excited for the next year, amen? Just a few more days, and next year is going to be here. I want you to smile at your neighbor and say, by the grace of God, we made it. Amen? Didn't just survive, you thrived. You are still alive. Amen? God has kept you. God has blessed you. And you are seeing the Dectos year of the Lord come to fruition. I believe in my heart that God is just preparing something wonderful for us. And we are like the children of Israel at Kadesh Barnea. We are standing at the threshold of something amazing, something powerful, something great. All right? And the children of Israel, when they stood at the threshold of the promised land, and God told them, remember, yeah, there'll be giants there. Yes, there are giants towering above your normal human height. And there'll be huge walls there. But I have gone on before you. I have given you the land. Can I have a good amen? It was so sad that they didn't believe God. And those giants who were there physically of huge size and stature were actually afraid of the people of God. And they have been afraid of the people of God for 40 years. But the people of God did not know what God was doing. And because they did not know what God was doing, they were fearful of the giants who were fearful of them. So that's where we are right now. And we look at what seems like insurmountable odds and obstacles and financial downturns and recessions looming ahead of us. They look like giants, amen? But God is saying to you, I have given you the land flowing with milk and honey. God didn't say the land will have milk and honey, but flowing. Say flowing. Oh, how our spirits thrill at that word. Because flowing sounds what? Connotation of what? Abundance. Flowing. Amen. God's going to bring you to a land flowing of milk and honey. So the Bible says in Hebrews 4, this is what happened in Hebrews 4. Therefore, since a promise remains of entering His rest, let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it. The only time the Bible tells us to be fearful, let us fear, is be fearful that you don't enter God's rest. Now, this is not talking about heaven. Heaven, of course, is the ultimate final rest, but this is talking about a place of rest that later on you read, you can labor to enter. Heaven, you don't labor to enter. All right? So it's a place of rest, and it's called my rest, God's rest. Amen. Didn't God promise the children of Israel He'll bring them to a land where they will drink from wells they did not dig, eat from vegetation they did not plant, live in houses they did not build? What does that tell you? Rest. Amen? Rest is not inactivity. Rest that we are talking about is not rest from work, but rest in work. Amen? God is giving us one word to labor, to make this a reality in your life. God says you can labor to become rich, you can labor to be the healthiest person, run on the treadmill and do this and do that, invest in this, study the stock market, all that. All the kind of labor will be in vain. God says your only labor this year is to labor to enter into my rest. Because God never designed man to operate in hurriedness, in being hassled, feeling pressure, trying to meet a deadline. Your human body, your human mind, your human spirit was never engineered by God for you to be operating at stress level, at sickness. You were designed to operate out of rest. God designed you to operate out of rest. When God first made man, all right, God made Adam to operate out of rest. Was there work for Adam? Yes. But his work was very easy. His work was not to plant and then to fertilize the soil. No, all the trees grew already. All the trees grew by itself. There were no thorns, nor were there any enemies of the ground. They all grew by itself. His work was not hard work, it was easy work. You know what's his work? The Bible says God brought all the animals to him to see what he would call them. Whatever name he gave the animals, that was the animal's name. What an easy work. The Bible says God brought the animals to him. He didn't have to jump into a safari truck, look for the animals, gather them. God brought the animals to him. God loves to work while man rests. God made man last so that man can enjoy everything that he has worked on. God wants man because the greatest expression of faith in God is to rest. In fact, your greatest blessing is salvation. Won't you say so? And how do you get salvation? By resting in what Christ has done. So if the greatest blessing received is by rest, how much more the other lesser blessings? Healing, prosperity. They come by a new resting in those areas, if you would. That's the reason why in Jesus' finished work, in Isaiah 53, it says, the chastisement or the punishment of our peace was upon him. And then it says, with his stripes, the next line, we are healed. Before healing comes, there must be peace. There must be rest. All right? What is more important to you? To win an argument or to win rest? What is more important to you? To live in a bigger house, have more than one car, and be restless, trying to think how to pay it, or downsize for a while, everybody happy, snuggle up in bed, feel prosperous, and God prosper you in the future, you can move to your bigger house. What is more important to you, image or rest? Honestly, people don't care, no? You die tomorrow, they celebrate a funeral, sorry, they will come to your funeral. All right, God forbid they celebrate. All right, but like to say, you know, people use money they don't have, buy things they don't need to impress people who don't care. So really, let's not do things for the sake. Some things is important. Some things I understand at my life and where I am. I need privacy. I need lots of privacy. Okay, which is very precious to me. I prize privacy, very important, especially when it's time with my family, all right? And I know my daughter has gone through some things, even in school and all that, and come back home, you know, almost with tears and all that because of who her father is. And sometimes it's not easy. But I understand some things are necessary. I agree, all right? But some of us, we don't need some things. We don't need that image thing, amen? Can I have a good amen? All comes back to rest. If you value rest, what's the point if you are up and you are hassled? At the end, you look haggard. I'd rather have lesser and look young and be happy. Can I have a good amen? So the Bible says why the children of Israel came short of God's rest. For indeed, the good news was preached to us as well as to them. But the word preached, all right, did not profit them. The word which they heard did not profit, not being mixed with faith. In other words, they heard what God said, I'll bring you to a land where I'll provide everything for you, and they didn't believe. They didn't believe everything was provided for. But everything was provided for. You say, Pastor, I don't understand what you're talking about. Everything. We have not done anything, so how? You see, your mentality is very humanistic. You are thinking that unless I do something, nothing can be done. God is telling us, have faith. This is what it means, the righteous shall live by faith. Believe that I have finished it. Believe that I am finishing in you what I have finished. Believe that I'm working in you, and I'm working through you, and I'm working for you. Amen. So right now, even as I'm preaching, I am believing God, Christ in me, to be preaching in me. Because the last thing you want to hear is man's words. Amen. You are here to hear God's word. Amen. So the more I rest in Christ, the more he preaches through me. And I'm telling you, church, like just now when I was on my way here again, I told the Lord, Lord Jesus, today you are my guest speaker. I say that often to him. And I just want to say that to all of you, that if you hear anything good, that's from Jesus. Now, the Bible says they heard that God finished the work, but they didn't believe it. As a result, they wandered again for 40 years in recession, in wilderness, right? They were wandering, W-O-W-A, in the wilderness, when they could have entered the land. The next reason, the Bible tells us, verse 3, for we who have believed do enter that rest. So, if you believe that God has finished the work, if you believe that whatever areas that doesn't seem to be finished, God is finishing in you, through you. God is working in you. You got to believe all the time that the Lord is working through you. God says, so I swore in my wrath. Do you know the Bible tells us that when children of Israel, they violate the law of Sabbath. God is very angry of all the commandments they violate. John Calvin, this is not original with me, by the way. John Calvin of the Calvinist. John Calvin said this, the Lord enjoined obedience to almost no other command as severely as to this, Sabbath. Of all the commandments, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not lie. Do you know that the fourth commandment, remember the Sabbath day, has 94 words. The commandment, thou shalt not kill, only 4 words, thou shalt not kill. But remember the Sabbath day, 94 words. In the Ten Commandments. So even under law, the Sabbath was given a place of high priority. I know many of us don't think much about violating rest. We think more of murder. That's why we watch it so much. You know, we think that murder is, you know, not to murder is greater than to have rest. But we are missing something. 94 words for Sabbath and 4 words for in English for thou shalt not kill, something is amiss. We are not prioritizing what God is prioritizing. So John Calvin is saying, of all the commandments, all right, God is severe on breaking the Sabbath law. Okay. Now, later on you'll see, he's not observing a day. A day was never God's intention. All right? Let me just say that now first. But back to what John Calvin says. John Calvin did not say this now that I'm about to tell you, but do you remember in the children of Israel, they were taken away captive by Nebuchadnezzar? The Babylonians came and took them captive, and they were in Babylon for 70 years. Do you still remember that? Now, think about it. They were already rebelling against God in the land of Canaan, land of Israel. They were already rebelling against God, coming against his commandments, breaking his commandments and all that. But of all the commandments, the moment they violate the Sabbath law of the land, which means the land is supposed to rest every 7 years. Not only every seventh day you are supposed to rest, every 7 year, let the land rest. You think God is concerned about the land? No, God is concerned about the laborers. If you let your land rest, what happens to the laborers? They rest. But they violate. Violation of rest means, I don't believe if I do nothing, God does something. I don't believe that. I must do something. Well, after all, God helped those who help themselves. All right, brother, where's the chapter and the verse for that? Come on, give me the chapter and the verse. I've been giving you chapter and verse. You give me chapter and verse. It's not from the Bible. It came from a man called Benjamin Franklin. God helped those who help themselves. Now, I know what you're saying. I'm not saying, you know, like just now, I didn't say rest is rest from work. Rest is rest in work. But when you're resting in work, people will look at you and say, wow, look at that girl. She's so busy, yet look at her face. She's shining. She has poise. She has charisma. She's radiant. I want to know her secret. That's what God is after, church. You see, when you rest, it's an act of faith. You're saying, God, all right, you have finished everything. And if there's any area not finished, I'm resting so you can finish it in me, through me. You're resting in work. It is not inactivity. Are you listening, people? Are you with me? Okay. Now, this commandment, like I said, John Calvin did not say this, but when the children of Israel violated the land of the land Sabbath, straight away they went to captivity. The Bible says, so that the land can rest. And all the laborers and all that, they rest. All right, so let's go now to what God said, all right, in the creation. At the end of the seventh day, this is what happened, Genesis 2. And on the seventh day, say seventh. So God made everything in 6 days. Man was created last, like I said. Why was man created last? so that he will enjoy everything that has been prepared. See, God loves to surprise you. God loves to prepare everything for you. Amen? So God rested on the seventh day. God ended his work which he had done. So God did not rest because he was tired. God who created ions of energy, all right, zooming in and out of our bodies and throughout the galaxies and all that, does not get tired. Hast thou not heard? The Lord, the everlasting God, does not get weary. The God of Israel. But why did he rest? He rested because there's nothing else to do. The work is finished. Can I have a good amen? All right? So God rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had done. Incidentally, the word for rest, Shabbat and seven in Hebrew is the same. Sheva, Shabbat, Shabbat. All right? Shabbat, Sabbath means rest, to cease. Seven is the number of perfection in the Bible. And then the word promise, Beersheva, Beersheva is a place. Beer is well in Hebrew. Sheva is seven. Or Sheva is promise, the well of promise. Isn't it interesting? Sheva is also where you get the word Shabbat, rest. Amen? They're all interlinked. In other words, you rest because God's work is perfect. There's nothing for you to add to. Amen. Here's another gold nugget. All right? When you rest, whatever is not perfect will be perfected. Why is it that God cannot work on you or work on your finances, work on your life? Because you are too busy working. When you work, God rests. God designed for you to rest. God wants to be the eternal doer, the eternal worker. God wants to be the one to do everything so that he gets all the glory. Because if I do something, I will get the credit, I'll get the glory. God wants to get all the glory, you understand? He wants you to enjoy everything he has created. Again, this life is not a life of inactivity or being lazy. You sit down there and say, well, Pastor Prince, if I do nothing, nothing will happen. That is true if you are without Jesus Christ. But the moment you have Christ in you, the hope of glory, when you rest, he goes to work. And do you know that he has lived a very successful life? He finished everything. The greatest work man has ever seen on planet Earth was accomplished in that short life of 3.5 years of ministry. Jesus Christ accomplished everything to the highest heaven and fulfilled God's greatest desires. All right, he finished it all to the glory of God in 3.5 years. And you look at Jesus Christ, he was never hurried. He was never hassled. Even with impossible demands placed on him by people, he was always slow and measured in his response. When Jairus' daughter was dying, a girl was dying, many of us were run. Jesus walked, and a woman came and took her healing from his prayer shawl, the talit. He turned around and stopped and talked to the woman while the little girl died. Man, Jesus is cool. You never see Jesus rush, yet he finished everything the Father sent him to accomplish in 3.5 years, folks. How long will you keep on producing man's results? Jesus says things like, he's aware the Father is working. For example, my Father works here, so I am working. He will say things like, it is not I who do the work, it's the Father who dwells in me. Same thing all of us must say, it's no longer I, but Christ. Can I have a good amen, church? Amen. So God is a God who finishes everything for man. And then he comes to the starting line after he has finished everything for man. And then he says, now walk in all that I finished. Then he starts. Man's start is God's perfection already. The promise that we are worrying about things that God has finished. Let's go on. Praise God. Then God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it because in it, wow, praise God. Let me just tell you this. Jesus accomplished most miracles on the Sabbath. If you read the Bible carefully, many of Jesus' miracles were performed on the Sabbath. What is God telling us? We know the Pharisees keep Sabbath, but there are no miracles. It's not the Sabbath day. It's not the Saturday of the Jewish people. No. You miss the point. There's just a shadow. Amen? The Pharisees observed that. All right, most carefully, most in a most detailed way. They watch it in a very in a conscientious way. Yet they had no miracles. So it's not the day. The spirit of the Sabbath, which means I honor my Father. All right, I will not do anything unless my Father is working. When my Father works, I enter into the river and let him carry me. And you will produce God's results. Amen. Could it be? We're not seeing more miracles because we're not resting. Jesus performed most of the healing miracles on the Sabbath. Think about it. Is there not a lesson there for us? Okay, so God blessed the seventh day. This was before the law, all right? Because in it, he rested from all his work which God had created and made. So why is it we don't observe the Sabbath on Saturday? Why is it? Saturday, by the way, is the last day of the week, not Sunday. Sunday is the first day of the week. Why is it that the early church in the book of Acts, it says upon the first day of the week they came to hear Paul preach, to break the bread and to hear Paul preach, to have communion and to hear the sermon. Why is it that all of a sudden in the book of Acts, the believers, the disciples all came together on Sunday? And why is Sunday called the Lord's Day? The book of Revelation was received by John on the Lord's Day. Jesus, because Jesus rose again on Sunday. So the new has come. Amen. Under the old, you work, 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 then you rest because you're tired. Right? But the new has come. The first day of the week is Sunday. You must start with God's rest. You must enter God's rest. Then God's rest will empower you to work. The new has come. You know, when I go overseas, sometimes I bring along my daughter's picture, and so my wife's pictures and all that. I'll put in my wallet or somewhere. And once in a while, I'll take them out and I'll just look at them and I'll kiss them because I miss them, right? But imagine if, when I reach home and all that, and I still look at the pictures. And they are around me. I still look at the pictures. No, I don't do that, right? Because nothing is the same like kissing the real thing. When I kiss my wife, I kiss my daughter, it's better than kissing those pictures. So understand this. The Jewish people had Saturday, the seventh day, as a day of rest from God. It was a law, all right? But it was a picture. God had a greater rest in mind through his Son. The picture was Jesus Christ who would come. So once Jesus has come, why are you going back to the picture? There are some Christians who insist we keep the Sabbath. They're going back to the picture. They're going back under law. Are you listening, people? It is the principle of rest, God's rest. And God said in Hebrews 4, all right, I swore they will not enter my rest. Go back to Hebrews 4 again. And God says they will not enter my rest. Notice my rest. Say my rest. My rest. So now God calls the land my rest. What is a land? A physical land to the children of Israel in the Old Testament. For you and I, the substance of the land is now what? God's rest. It's not a physical land. It's God's rest. The place of God's rest is where you'll find everything has been done for you. And if something is left undone, it will be done in you. It'll be done for you. This is the essence of Jesus' message in the Sermon on the Mount. When he said, look at the lilies of the field, how they grow. They don't struggle. They don't strain. Yet your heavenly Father clothed them. Are you not much better than those lilies? Look at the birds. Look at the birds. They don't have barns. They don't have banks. They don't have hedge funds. And yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than the birds? So what is Jesus trying to say? Jesus is saying that God never designed for you to worry. Yeah, you can have banks. I have a bank. You can have an investment, whatever. No problem. But if rest is leading you into those things, you'll be blessed.
Dear friends, as we enter a brand new year, I'm praying for you that 2018 will be your best year yet. Let's begin the new year remembering that God has called you to live a life of rest and not a life of stress. He doesn't want you to go through life rushed, worried, and anxious. He came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. Everything you will ever need, divine health, victory in your Christian walk, success in your career, and blessed family relationships have all been provided for in Christ. Today, I want to help you learn how to live in God's rest with a special resource titled, Just Rest, stop struggling to please God. I believe that as you listen to this series, you'll catch a revelation of God's heart for you that will change the way you face your challenges. Beloved, I speak our Lord's shalom peace over your life as you rest in Him. God bless you.